When you think about fashion in Arizona, you might think about Phoenix Fashion Week. The annual event has launched some local designers' careers and grown into something that a lot of us look forward to every year. But this weekend, another event is entering the scene, this time from Tempe. Tempe Fashion Week kicks off Saturday night at ASU Sun Devil Stadium. It's the brainchild of French transplant Sebastian Verstraete. He's a fashion photographer here and owns a local modeling agency. And he told me it's something he's wanted to do for a long time.
My focus has always been on diversity and inclusion. And so I always was interested in creating something different, something new. And I also wanted to add sustainability to the mix. And so with this idea brewing in my head for several years, I figured that last year was the perfect time to get something started. And so I decided that I wanted to create a fashion week. I looked at different areas in the valley, and I thought Tempe was the perfect place.
So let's talk about why Tempe, right? Because I think we think about the Phoenix fashion scene or the valley's fashion scene. You're going to think about Phoenix Fashion Week, which has come so far in the last several years. Why Tempe?
Tempe is very dynamic. It's a city where a lot of companies move in. You have ASU, you have a lot of diversity, you have a young crowd. If you look at the number of construction that is going on in Tempe, there's so much life that to me, that was as soon as I thought about doing a fashion week, Tempe is like the first place that came to mind. And I always thought that I wanted to be different. I wanted to be not just a fashion week or a fashion show, but more of a fashion experience. And I wanted something big. And I had this idea of doing something on the ASU campus. And my dream was actually to be in the ASU Sun Devil Stadium, which we made happen on the first year. So it was just like the combination of everything at once. And that was just the right place to be in.
Yeah. Let's talk about the designers who will be showing at the first Tempe Fashion Week here. Who do you have on the docket?
So we have a lot of local designers, designers that are trying to make it as well, try to sell their clothes, try to design something. We have designers that are starting, who are not known yet, but up and coming. But we also have designers that are known. One of them is Rachel Allen. We also have a group that we are working with in a sustainable area as well that are bringing some designers to us. We also have a swimsuit designer coming from California. So we have a good variety of designers ranging from high-end to streetwear to pageantry to swimsuit. Some are local, some are smaller designers, some are more renowned designers. So we really cover kind of everything for our first year, with the goal in future years to probably have multiple shows and maybe break it down to maybe emerging designers, maybe more established designers, maybe resort wear designers, type of things like that. But for now, being our first year, we really have a one fashion show which will include everybody.
Tell us about the casting call for this to try and get the models to make this happen.
Yes, I was overwhelmed with the success of both casting calls. Online, we had about 580 models registered to come to the casting calls. Wow. We had about 360 models, I believe, that showed up for the casting. The second one was at Tempe Marketplace. It was a long line down to the center of Tempe Marketplace. We were really excited to see all of those people coming in and be excited about the fashion show. We never anticipated to have that engagement that fast. So it was exciting to see that everybody was there and ready to go.
Yeah. And I understand this is not just going to be, the normal skinny, tall kind of model that we were used to seeing on runways.
No, we focus on, diversity, inclusion. We want people basically that don't necessarily think they have the chance to be on the runway of that quality, to give them that chance. It doesn't matter what your background is. It doesn't matter what your height is. I don't care about your skin color. I want to give everybody a chance to be on a runway. So when we do the casting, we keep all of that in mind. What we want is people who are very serious about the industry, who produce quality. But it doesn't matter what your size is, or your height, or your race.
Let me ask you lastly, Sebastian, about sort of the trajectory of, you know, the Phoenix, the Tempe, the Valley's fashion scene. Are we on the way up? Where do you think we stand in terms of trying to develop a real industry here?
That's a great question. This is what I've been thinking about as well for a long time is, you know, we have a city here of about 5 million people. We have Tempe with ASU. We have Fabric, which is an incubator for fashion designers. We have a company that we work with that trains models called Corella & Co. They train models from diverse backgrounds to become models, to have a chance in the industry. We have all the pieces in the Valley to make it an industry, but yet we do not have an industry. And I'd never understood why. So what I want to do with Tempe Fashion Week and the team that we put together is to work with everybody in the Valley to actually create that fashion industry, not to just be a fashion show, a one-time show, or even future shows in the future, but we actually be part of the creation of a fashion industry in Arizona. I think there's a lot of work that needs to be done, but I believe that that can be done if we include everybody, if we all work together.
All right. That is Sebastian Verstraete, founder of Tempe Fashion Week, which is kicking off soon here. And Sebastian, thanks for coming on and best of luck with the first edition of Tempe Fashion Week.
Thank you very much.